and Cordelia was fairly certain that he had been preaching the same half-dozen sermons for the past year. Her eyes were the only muscles that she could control, so she was not looking at him, but down as far as she could. At the very bottom of her vision, she could see her hands folded in her lap, and the fly picking its way delicately across her knuckles. Her mother glanced at her and must have noticed that she was looking down. Cordelia's chin rose so that she could no longer see her hands. She was forced to study the back of the head of the man in front of her. His hair was thinning toward the back and was compressed down at the sides, as if he wore a hat most days. She did not recognize him, but that was no surprise. Since her days at school had ended, Cordelia only saw the other townsfolk when she went to church. Cordelia lost the tickling sensation for a moment and dared to hope that the fly was gone, but then the delicate web between her thumb and forefinger began to itch. Her eyes began to water at the sensation, and she blinked them furiously. Crying was not acceptable. That had been one of the first lessons of being made obedient. It would definitely not be acceptable in church, where other people would notice. Cordelia was 14 and too old to cry for seemingly no reason, because, of course, she could not tell anyone the reason. The fly crossed over to her other hand, each foot landing like an infinitesimal pinprick. The stinging, watering sensation in her eyes started to feel like a sneeze coming on. Sneezing would be terrible. She could not lift her hands or turn her head so it would hit the back of the man's head, and he would turn around in astonishment, and her mother would move her mouth to apologize, and everyone would be staring at her for having been so ill-mannered. Her mother would not be happy. Cordelia would have given a year of her life to be able to wipe her eyes. She sniffed miserably, her lungs filling with the smell of candles and wood polish and other people's bodies. Under it all lay the dry, sharp smell of wormwood. And then, blessedly, the preacher finished. Everyone said, "Amen," and the congregation rose. No one noticed that Cordelia moved in unison with her mother. No one ever did. "I suppose you're mad at me," said her mother as they walked home from church. "I'm sorry, but you might try harder not to be so rebellious. I shouldn't have to keep doing this to you, not when you're 14 years old." Cordelia said nothing. Her tongue did not belong to her. The person that smiled and answered all the greetings after the sermon, "Why, Evangeline, don't you look lovely today? And Cordelia, you keep growing like a weed," had not been Cordelia at all. They reached home at last. Home was a narrow white house with peeling paint set just off the road. Evangeline pushed the front door open, walked Cordelia to the couch, and made her sit. Cordelia felt the obedience let go all at once. She did not scream. When Cordelia was young, she had screamed when she came out of obedience, but this gave her mother a reason to hold her and make soothing noises. So she had learned to stay silent as she swam up into consciousness, out of the waking dream. The memories of what she had done when she was obedient would still be there, though. They lay in the bottom of her skull like stones. It was never anything that looked terrible from outside. She could not have explained it to anyone without sounding ridiculous. "She makes me eat, she makes me drink, she makes me go to the bathroom and get undressed and go to bed." And they would have looked at her and said, "So?" And Cordelia would not have been able to explain what it was like, half sunk in stupor with her body moving around her. Being made obedient felt like being a corpse. "My body's dead and it doesn't do what I want," Cordelia had whispered once to her only friend, their horse, Falada. "It only does what she wants, but I'm still in it." When she was younger, Cordelia would wet herself frequently when she was obedient. Her mother mostly remembered to have Cordelia relieve herself at regular intervals now, but Cordelia had never forgotten the sensation. She was made obedient less often as she grew older. She thought perhaps that it was more difficult for her mother to do